Doing Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph right now. The last thing we did on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Bey is important to remember. The last thing we did is we said that Talmud Torah and Purur Revu are Shnei Ksuvin Aban Kechad. Why? What do Talmud Torah and Purur Revu have in common? Both of those are mitzvos haseh Lov Hazman Grama. They're not time-bound.
Women
are pater from both of them.
What?
So are women pater from non-time-bound mitzvos? No. They're chayiv in non-time-bound mitzvos. How do I know? Because there are two places where they're pater. And whenever you have two places that they're pater, that's Shnei Ksuvin Aban Kechad. That teaches us the rule that every other place, they are chayiv. Good? So that's the last thing we learned. That Talmud Torah and Purur Revu are Shnei Ksuvin Aban Kechad. So ask the Gemara. Ul Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka da Amar al Shneim Uomer vayivarech osam elukim Purur Revu. What do you do according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka and apparently Jay Weiss, who hold that women are chayiv in Purur Revu, that it's to both of them, both men and women are obligated in Purur Revu? So then, Ma'ikul Meimar, what are you going to say? How are you going to explain how we know that women are chayiv in mitzvah sase shalo hazman grama? Because you're left with only one example where they're putter, and when you have only one example, what do?
We look at it as an exception.
No, one example, apply it to kala Torah kula. So how are you going to know that women are chayiv in mitzvah sase shalo hazman grama? Answers the Gemara, I'll give you another shnei ksuvin aban kechad. Mishum davet Talmud Torah pidina ben shnei ksuvin aban kechad. Pidina ben is also a mitzvah to say shelo azman grama, and women are pater from it. So Talmud Torah and pidina ben both not time bound. Women are pater. The kol shnei ksuvin aban kechad emelamdin. And whenever you have two psukim that teach the same that say the same thing, then emelamdin you can't apply it to kol haTorah kula. Asks the Gemara, okay, but now that we've established that Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka holds that women are chayiv in Purur Revu, vil Rabbi Yochanan Baroka nami nahavi piriya virivya umora shnei ksuvin aban keechad ve'in melamdin. Why doesn't he say that Purur Revu and mora, what's mora? Mora ave'im, fearing your parents, both of those are not time-bound mitzvos, and both of those, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka, are mitzvos that women are chayiv in. So we should say, well, if there are two places the Torah tells me women are chayiv in non-time-bound mitzvahs, what's the rule? What would the rule mean? That those are the exceptions, and really women are going to be pater from non-time-bound mitzvahs. So why don't we learn that women are pater from mitzvah shalom hazman grama, based on the Shnei Ksuvin Aban Kechad of Purur Revu and Mora? And so Gemara, no. Purur Revu and Mora are not Shnei Ksuvin Aban Kechad because we could not have derived one from the other. We need them both. Srichi. We need them both. You can't have figured out one from the other. Di kasa rachmanam mora velo kasa piri verivya. If the Torah only would have said mora ave'im and not said anything about Purur Revu, I never would have realized that women are chayiv in Purur Revu. Hava amina, I would have thought v'kipshua amarachmana, that since the Torah says not just Purur Revu, but you should multiply and then conquer the land. Who are conquerors? Men are conquerors, women are not conquerors. Ish tedarko lichbosh in. I would say, yes, a man whose way it is to conquer, he will be chayiv in Purur Revu. Isha de'ein darko lichbosh, lo. But a woman whose derech is not to conquer, I would have thought she would be pater from Purur Revu. So if you only would have told me that women are chayiv in Mora, I would not have known they're chayiv in Purur Revu. I would have thought Purur Revu is an exception because they do not conquer the ikas of Purur Revu. And if it only would have told me that they're chayiv in Purur Revu, velokas of Mora, and it never would have said that they're chayiv in Mora Aveim, Hava Amina, I also would not have realized on my own that the chayiv in Mora Aveim, because I would have thought, ish tesipek biyadolasos in. A man is chayiv in Mora Aveim because he's in control of it. He gets to decide whether he's going to be Mora Aveim, whether he's going to honor his parents. Isha dein tesipek biyadolasos, but a woman who, when she's married, doesn't have the ability to make that decision. Why doesn't she have the ability to make that decision? Because she has her loyalties have to be toward her husband. So lo, I would think she's not chayiv in mora ave'im. V'kibid ein tzipik biyadolasos, lo tzchayiv klal. I would think that if, since there is a time in her life where she's unable to do it, that she's never chayiv. So So that's why tzricha. That's why I need both mora, the Torah to tell me both by pruvu and by mora aveim that women are chayiv. So it's not shnei ksuvin avon keachad. It turns back into a regular binyan av. Women are chayiv in mitzvah sasei she lo hazman grama. Now the Gemara is going to go back to discuss Rabbi Yochanan Broka's idea that we cannot learn from Talmud Torah that women are part of mitzvah sasei she lo hazman grama, because you have Talmud Torah and Pidyon HaBen that women are part of mitzvah sasei she lo hazman grama, because you have Talmud Torah and Pidyon HaBen as shnei ksuvin avon keachad. So says Gemara, Hani chalamand yam shnei ksuvin avon keachad ein melamdin. This idea that you cannot learn from Talmud Torah that women are pater from mitzvah shaloh as man grama, because Talmud Torah and Pidyon HaBen are shnei ksuvin avon keachad, that only works if you actually hold that when you have shnei ksuvin avon keachad, ein melamdin, you cannot learn it to the rest of Kala Torah Kula. Elamand yam melamdin ma'ik lememar. But what if you hold like those guys that say that shnei ksuvin avon keachad is just an expanded binyanah, that it works, that you could teach to Kala Torah Kula? So Amar Rava, Rava answered, Papunai yadi la l'tayma da hamilsa. The people from Papuna know the answer to this. They know how to explain this. Umanu, who is this Talmud from Papuna that we're talking about? Rav Acha bar Yaakov. It's Rav Acha bar Yaakov who lives in Papuna. So the Gemara explains, Amar Krak, the Torah says, V'haya lecha la'os al yadcha ulizikaron bein einecha. What's it talking about? Tefillin. Good. L'mantia Torah Hashem b'ficha. Why do you have this sign on your arm and the sign between your eyes? L'mantia Torah Hashem b'ficha, so that the Torah of Hashem will be in your mouth. So we see from there, huksha kol haTorah kula l'tfilin, that we link the entire Torah to tfilin. Ma tfilin mitzvah seishas man grama v'nashim peturos, just like tfilin is a mitzvah seishas man grama and women are pater, av kol mitzvah seishas man grama v'nashim peturos, so too women are pater from every mitzvah seishas man grama. Yeah, but we knew that already. That's not what we're looking for. We're trying to figure out how we know that women are chayiv in mitzvah sasei sheh lo hazman grama. Where it says, yeah, but that flows. Umi de mitzvah sasei sheh hazman grama nashin peturos, if they're pater from mitzvah sasei sheh hazman grama, mechal de mitzvah sasei sheh lo hazman grama nashin chayavos. That would imply, naturally, that on mitzvah sasei sheh lo hazman grama, women are chayiv. So that's all, meaning if the Torah goes out of its way to show me that women are pater from mitzvah shazman grama, it must be telling me that the reverse is also true, that they're chayiv in mitzvah sasei she lo hazman grama. So it says, Mar hanich l'man yam tefillin mitzvah shazman grama. That's great if the old tefillin is in fact a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. Why would it be a mitzvah shazman grama?
Because you don't wear it at night.
You don't wear it at night, and you don't wear it
Shabbos.
On Shabbos and Yantif. But what if you do wear tefillin at night? What if you hold that you do wear tefillin on Shabbos? Then what are you going to say? Meaning, apparently, there is a shita that holds that way.
Yeah.
So then, how are you going to know that women are pater from mitzvah sasei sheh hazman grama? You can't learn it from tefillin. So Gemara says, well, think about it. Man shamet le da'amah. Who's the one that says tefillin mitzvah sasei sheh hazman grama? Who's the Tana that holds that way, that tefillin are in fact a mitzvah sasei sheh lo hazman grama? Rabbi Meir. It's Rabbi Meir who holds this way. It's a Gemara Maseches Erev and Daf Tzadi Vav. Rabbi Meir is the one that holds this way. V'savar la shnei ksuvin avon keachad. Rabbi Meir holds the rule shnei ksuvin avon keachad v'kol shnei ksuvin avon keachad ein melamdin. He holds the rule that ein melamdin from shnei ksuvin avon keachad. So once you hold that rule, you understand very well why women are part of mitzvah sasei sheh grama, because the Torah says that women are chayiv in matzah. The Torah says that women are chayiv in hakel. We had this the other day, Avlam Adalid. Torah says women are chayiv in matzah and chayiv in hakel. So that's two places where the Torah tells me that women are chayiv in mitzvah sasei sheh grama. Whenever there's two places that tells you that they're chayiv, what do you assume? Those are the exceptions, and they're really pater. So that's where Rav Meir will learn it from. Ul Rav Yehuda Madamer Shneik Suv Avam Kechem Melamdin Utfilin Mitzvah Shalom Azman Grama Ma'ikol Meimar. But what do you do? Rav Yehuda holds the worst combination of all shitos. Rav Yehuda holds when you have Shneik Suv Avam Kechem, you could still apply Binyanat. It's Melamdin. You can still use it to call it Torah Kula. And the old Tfilin is worn at night and Shabbos and Yantiv and all that. So what's he going to say? How is he going to know that women are pata from Mitzvah Shalom Azman Grama? And says Gemara Mishum, the Havi Davai Matza Simcha Vahakel Because everyone agrees when the Torah says something in three places, everyone agrees that what? That those are the exceptions. Right. So, and three psukim that say the same thing for sure is Eim Lamed. So the main point, we could easily summarize this, three possible sources that women are pater from mitzvah sasei shazman grama. Three possible sources we have that women are pater from mitzvah shazman grama. Either tefillin, we learn it directly from tefillin, they're pater from tefillin, or if you hold tefillin, or Rameir, well, tefillin is lowest zman grama, Rameir would learn it from the combination of what two mitzvos? Matzah and Hakel. Or Rabbi Yehuda would learn it from a combination of three mitzvos. Matzah, Hakel, and? What did we just say? Simcha. What's the mitzvah of Simcha? Simcha is Yom Tov. Again, main point number one, three possible, maybe this should be main point number two, we should probably have another main point before this, but three possible sources for how we know women are pater from mitzvah, sasei, shazman, grama. Those are three possible sources. Now, I guess the other main point would be, what's the source women are chayiv in mitzvah, sasei, shalo, hazman, grama? How do we know that they're chayiv in mitzvah, sasei, shalo, hazman, grama?
Because it's logical to say that if they're pater from mitzvah, sasei, shazman, grama, then we should.
Good. If the Torah goes out of its way to tell me that they're pater from mitzvah, sasei, shazman, grama, well, we had a couple of possible sources, actually. What? Right, we had a few sources for that. So maybe we'll come back to that when we can formulate it properly. But let's go further now. V'kol mitzvahs lo sasei. The Mishnah went on to say that women are chayiv in every mitzvah lo sasei in the Torah. But they're chayiv in every lav in the Torah. So is a woman allowed to eat a cheeseburger?
No.
Is a woman allowed to turn on the lights on Shabbos?
No.
Any mitzvahs lo sasei, they're not allowed to do. Minan imili. How do I know that women are chayiv in lo sasei? Says Maram Rabbi Damarav, V'chein tam dever Rabbi Shmuel, Omar Kra. Rabbi Damarav says, and it was also taught in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, Pasuk says, when talking about someone who steals and swears falsely, that he says he didn't steal, and then he later admits, where the halacha is normally he has to bring a carbon for that. Pasuk says, Ish o isha, ki yasu mikol chato sa'adam. If a man or a woman does this terrible act of stealing and lying about it and then admitting. So why does it say ish o isha? Hishva hakasov isha l'ish l'kol ha'nashim shabbat Torah. It's telling us that for every aveira in the Torah, man and woman are the same. That's why in that one place it says ish o isha. They're chayiv any punishment the same. Kares, malkus, whatever. Once we mention that they're connected with regard to lo sasei, the Gemara is going to mention where else men and women are connected. Debei Rabbi Yishmael Tana, Debei Rabbi Yishmael taught Amar Kra, the Pasuk says in Parshas Mishpatim, Eila Mishpatim, Asher Tasim Lifnehem. It says Lifnehem in the plural. Hishva Kasov, Ishal Ishla Kol Dinim Shavet Torah. This teaches us that women have to observe all the monetary laws of the Torah, not just punishments for violation of ritual law. They have to observe all monetary laws in the Torah. Debei Chizkiya Tana, a third one, Amar Kra Behemis Ish O Isha. That if someone's ox gores, you have to kill the ox. Hishva Kosav Ishalish Lekol Mitzvah Shabbat Torah. We see from there that men and women are the same when it comes to Chiyuv Misa. So the next main point will be three places where we equate men and women. A, punishments, meaning los assays. B, monetary law. And C, chiyuve misa. And the Gemara explains why I need all three places. Utsricha. We need a special drasha to teach that women are included in each of those three things. Diyashmin hach kamaisa. What's kamaisa? The first one. If it only were to tell me that the first drasha, that women are chayiv by a korban shvua, I would say mishum kapara chas rachmana Allah. That for kapara, the Torah was being kind and merciful to her. In what way is it kind and merciful to her? Because the only way to get forgiven for this sin is by bringing a korban. So the Torah is being kind and allowing her to bring a korban. A korban's a privilege. It gets you off the hook so you don't have to go to Gehenna for your aveira. So I would say, yeah, that's where the Torah is very nice to her. Aval dinim. But the second halach about dinim mamonos, ema, I would say, ish, debar masa umatan in. A man who's involved in business, men are involved in business, yeah, they need dinim of business. But Isha, a woman who is not involved in monetary law anyway, lo, I would think none of the monetary laws apply to her. V'yashminan ha, and if it only were to tell me about monetary law, I would say, yeah, mishum dechiyusahi, that a person needs these rules, these laws to live. Otherwise, this society would be chaotic. Aval kofer, but in that last Russia where we're learning about kofer, where an ox killed a man or a woman, the ox killed a man or a woman, and we have to kill that ox. Ema, I would say, when do we kill the ox? When it kills an ish, the bar mitzvos, a man who's chayiv in all mitzvos, in. That's when you're going to have to pay for his death. But isha, lo. But I would think if it kills a woman, you wouldn't have to. So that's why I need the Torah to tell me if it kills a woman also. V'yashminin ha, and if it only would have told me the last drasha, mishum di'ika ibun neshama chas rachman Allah, I would say, yeah, that's because there's a loss of human life. That's why we say that a woman is also included. Aval hanach tarti, but the first two, ema lov, I would think you would not treat a woman and man the same way. Tzricha, that's why we need all three limudin, to teach me that women and men are equated to each other in all three of these areas, in los aseis, in dine mamonos, and in their death by ox, that when an ox kills them, that ox is going to be chayev skila. So in all three of those areas, women and men are the same. Okay, question.